All right, greetings everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the School of Odisha Studies, and we are pleased and blessed to be here on the day of the winter solstice, December 21st, the year is 2022, and we are here for the Oya Songs Workshop with our dear sister Iya Omitola, and she will introduce herself fully and her organization and the good work that they are doing. I'm familiar with her husband and his work. We've been friends online for a while, and I've always loved and appreciated everything that he did. And so it is through that relationship that we're able to be graced by his lovely and brilliant wife, who's going to walk us through the insights and the beauty of singing for Oya. And but before we do that, let's get a little overview of who we are and, you know, where we're coming from, because some folks I see are students from the School of Orisha Studies, but then there are some folks who are not part of the School of Orisha Studies. And so we want to create a little context for who we are and, you know, what we're doing here. So to do that, let's introduce myself. My name is Obafemi Origuma, and I am the founder of the Orisha Lifestyle Academy in the School of Orisha Studies. And the School of Orisha Studies is the most recent project in a series of efforts that I've been dedicated to over the years in trying to promote and teach Yoruba religion and spirituality the way it was introduced to me. And mostly it was introduced to me with a lot of respect and a lot of care and a lot of like family love. You know, the people were introducing me to the tradition as you would share with your kinfolk. And I have been blessed by the tradition, and I feel it only right to continue to convey the culture and the tradition in that way so that other people might have that kind of a warm, loving, authentic experience with this tradition. So let me go and I'm gonna share a little something with you so we can, you know, so I'll stay on track and just breeze through this. This is not gonna take us too long. Give me a thumbs up. Can you see that? Can you see that image there of the Oya songs? Yeah. All right. Good. So this is what we're here for, Oya songs. And if you don't know, Oya is associated with the buffalo. That's how we've chosen that imagery. Ekabo, welcome. Welcome in Yoruba language. We welcome you as brothers and sisters who are in search of deeper understanding and capacity to venerate the Orisha Oya, Oya Oriri. What we're going to do today is going to be covered in these 9 bullet points below. We're going to go through who we are, which is kind of what I'm doing right now. I'm going to tell you a little bit about our values, what we believe in, what's important to us, who we are, you know, who our team is overall, generally speaking. You see some of the team members there, some of the students who are in the school. Jegbe Awolowo, Katrina, Imodoye Dosumu, Baba Michael, Ifadara, myself. And that's just some of us at the most recent Ifa festival that we hosted here in Georgia. And we're going to I'll walk you through the services that we provide in the school, some of the projects that we're into. Then we'll do an overview of the workshop, the Oya workshop, and help you understand what's going to happen. As far as logistics are concerned, I just want you to understand how things are going to happen, how we're going to communicate with one another, how you can get information, you try to answer your basic questions there, and how we're going to communicate. I'll provide some a medium, simple way for everybody to communicate. And then at the end, we'll have a survey. And the survey is just so that we can understand how to make it better. You know, it's all about improvement. So we know that everything that we're going to do is going to be blessed by Oya, and we want to continue to improve on the process. So let us know what you think, and then we'll be able to go forward in that effort. So about us, who are we? Who is at the core of the School of Orisha Studies? In the photo here is myself on your right, and on the left is Chief Lunry. And we're the leadership of the School of Orisha Studies. The school itself is the students. And the students, what Chief Lunry and I do is we provide content and structure for the students to be immersed in a rigorous exploration of Orisha lifestyle. We have a lot of content. We present a lot of content. It's all self-paced. Well, most of it is self-paced, but the idea is to provide an ample serving of information and experience for the student. The students are trained in three levels of performance areas on six levels. So those three areas are, we study the sacred text. Every Tuesday we have Odu study group. We practice dream incubation, where we dream deliberately and purposefully to awaken the diviner within each of us. And thirdly, we practice worship, which is about, you know, developing and cultivating the skill of a devotee, being able to pray and offer and experience and embody the spirit of the ancestors through your devotion. And then the six levels pertain to the levels of exposure that all the students have access to. So the levels don't reflect knowledge or skill per se. They reflect how much information do you want access to, and then how much time do you want to dedicate to processing that information. So if you're at the amethyst level, which is the highest level, the expectation is not that you would be more knowledgeable than anybody. It's that you have access to more information and you're willing to put in more time every week to absorb and practice that information. These experiences arm the students with the time management, the teamwork, and the leadership skills necessary to succeed in spiritual and social endeavors. The spiritual and social endeavors are important because although devotion is the core outcome, the driving outcome that we want to create people who are adept at venerating the divinities, we also know that the culture doesn't take place in the shrine. So what we really want is for our people to get out in the world, take it to the streets. If Ishesha is real, you should be able to show up anywhere and lead the world. We should be leading the world in transformation. We should be leading the world in progress. We should be leading the world in cleanup, in love, in wisdom. Everything where leadership is required, as far as I'm concerned, Orisha people should be there. So it's not about just being in the shrine. It's about being in the bank, being in the courthouse, being in the boardroom. Wherever there are people in need of leadership, Orisha people should be there. Regular habits, including recitation, prayer, and divination, are considered among the most valuable features of an SOS education. So that's who we are and what we believe in, what we're about. Our values as a school community are based on our vision and our mission. Our vision is to provide world-class educational experiences for African-American devotees and practitioners. We want to provide our people with the best experience. We can't necessarily claim to be the best at what we do, although, you know, it's cool to have bragging rights, but if we can provide the best experience, then we're happy. The mission is to restore the African mind. That is, the Yoruba say, let us do things the way we used to do them so that things will turn out the way that they used to turn out. And so with that in mind, we want to restore the African mind. We want to bring into activation the way that our people used to think in the beginning. We understand that in the beginning, we knew how to solve our own problems. And so we want to bring that African mind back into focus so that we can bring about the good condition for the African-American community. We want to be able to clean up our own communities. We want to be able to elevate our people and basically solve our own problems. So that's our mission. It's about, in a nutshell, save the world. It's a tall order, but we have the most powerful ancestors and the most magnificent deities. So it's not beyond our capacity to save the world. Chief Lanre is here. He is the Araba of our temple and our school community. I myself, Obafemi Odigunwa, am the Oluwo of the school community. Our Ifa that governs us, that gave birth to this community, is Oturupunwon Ifa. Oturupunwon Ifa is what assigned us to venerate Orisha Oya. So it is because of the Odu that gave birth to the temple that we venerate Oya. And it's because of our respect and love for Oya that we are here with our sister Ya Omitola to become more adept at worshiping and praising Oya Oriri. So the things that we do, if you don't know, there are publications. I've written a number of books, 10 books on Orisha lifestyle that cover a range of subjects. I'm not going to go into all that. We provide online education and training. In that education and training, I mentioned to you the three areas of activity, the six levels of expertise. We provide a certification process, which is really about completion. As you demonstrate proficiency, for example, in Ori veneration, then you're eligible to receive the shrine for Ori. As you demonstrate facility at venerating Ifa, then you're eligible to receive the Ifa shrine, the Ishefa. Well, we don't do shrines for money per se. You can't give me $5,000 and I'll give you Ile Ori. You can't give me $5,000 and I'll give you Ishefa. If you can't chant Ijuba, recite Oriki, and you can't worship Ifa, then I'm not gonna send the old man home with you, because that means you can't feed Ifa. How am I gonna send the old man home with you and you can't feed him? How am I gonna have the old man sitting up in your house and you can't give him nothing to drink? He's begging for water and gin and obi and you don't know what to do. That's not right. I love Oromila. I'm not gonna do that. So when you show that you can take care of Oromila, then we'll be able to send Oromila home with you. That's what the education and training and certification is all about. Every month, as far as rituals and ceremonies are concerned, we do weekly worship, which is our Ijosin. We come together and we worship and we basically practice the process of worshiping. We have our bi-weekly Itadogun, which is where we cast Ifa for the community every 16 days. We find out what Ifa says we should do and not do, what sacrifices we should make, what medicines we should apply, what wisdom there is for us to cultivate. Every month, as people are, demonstrating proficiency, as I mentioned before, folks are eligible to receive shrines. We do that collectively. We come together from wherever we are in the country and we consecrate the shrines for our students. Every year we have an Ifa festival where we go through the rites of washing and feeding Ifa, casting Ifa, to get an annual forecast for our community, which we have done just about a month ago. And so we're happy to be living with the guidance of Ifa under his wisdom and tutelage at this time. And then some people go to Nigeria with me and they are initiated to whichever deity Ifa has mandated for them, usually through the hand of Ifa. So that's an overview of the services that we provide here in the School of Orisha Studies, all in an effort to, as I said, help to restore the African mind. Our people are our strength. We are pleased to brag about having the best and the brightest African-American students. And some of the things that the students have taken the initiative to create within the school is the chanting session, for example. I mentioned those three areas of activity. Well, we have Brother Jegbe, who initiated the chanting session, and he facilitates that for the students every week. Right now, he's also taken on an Ordi certification. So I created a Ordi certification course, but you know, seeing that people were in need of it but weren't necessarily taking it, Jegbe said, hey, how about we create a cohort of folks who are gonna get in here and venerate Ordi together, take this certification together to elevate the knowledge base and the skill set of the student body. Something that, you know, just comes out of recognizing the need of the community. We have Egbe Obiri and Egbe Okunri, which is the men's group and this in the women's group, where the, you know, the men and the women gather on a monthly basis and everywhere in between to discuss what Ifa says. We have our from that Ejika, which is a buddy system where the students support one another in their goals and aspirations. We have the Asuada Investment Group, which is where we're looking at applying economic principles and increasing the financial wealth of the community. We have Merie, the children's book, which is what one of our students, Yemese, created. Is the first installment of what ought to be a series of children's books based on the Odu Ifa, and so on and so forth. These are the kinds of things that our students have cultivated within the school community to support the vision and the mission of the school. And so we welcome you as a School of Orisha Studies. We're pleased and delighted to have you here with us. And I'm gonna bounce up and then come back to Iya. The last couple of things I want you to know is that as far as logistics are concerned, this workshop is gonna take place today, the 21st. It's gonna take place on the 23rd. Then 7 days from now, it's gonna come back on the 28th, and then we're gonna wrap up on the 30th. All of those dates are Wednesdays and Fridays. They all take place at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They all will take place on Zoom, okay? And following each workshop, you will get the audio of the songs. During the workshop, we're gonna work through the songs, and then you'll get the printed text in front of you. And then we'll come back and sing them, you know, together on the audio. All your communications, there's a on this page, orishalifestyle.com/oya workshop. When you go there, there is a form you can fill in. And on that form, you can ask a question, get clarification, and someone will be more than happy to help you get answer to your question. Likewise, we have, as I mentioned, the survey, and you're going to also find that survey at orishalifestyle.com. Survey is going to take you like 2 minutes. It's very simple filled questions, just letting us know if everything was clear to you and what we need to do to make sure that the next time we do this, it's even a little bit better. So that being said, welcome again to the School of Orisha Studies. Welcome to the Oya Workshop, the Oya Songs Workshop, taught by Iya Omitola. I'm gonna go out and share screen. I'm gonna bring Iya into the conversation, and then we're gonna be able to become more adept at what we're doing. Ekabo Iya, how are you?
Ekaleo, greetings everyone. I'm doing good. How are you doing today, Baba?
I'm doing very, very well. I cannot complain.
Okay.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your family and all the great work that y'all are doing.
Okay. Okay. So my name is Iya Omitola, and I'm from Nigeria, Yoruba. To be precise, I live in Lagos. My families are from Abeokuta, so we kind of go back and forth. I have my godparents in Oshodo, so I also kind of travel back and forth there too for learning, and that's I got my initiation and everything done in Oshodo. I'm an Oshun priestess. I'm initiated to Oshun, and I just came here like during the pandemic. It's gonna be 3 years. So I just came here to the States. I'm here in Brooklyn. And so I'll be teaching the Oya songs today. So we do other things that me and my husband, that we other services that we offer. We do the song classes, all of the Orisha. We do different Orisha song classes, learning about the Oriki and pretty much everything like Baba does, because we all families, so we kind of do everything that is related to Ishesha, things we know we can do in order to enlighten people, to kind of give more clarity and better understanding to some of the information that have been misheard, or is a lot going on online. So that is what me and my husband Baba Ifunwale, that is what we do, and of course with the support of the community. So that's just a little bit about me. I'm a mother, I have two kids, and I'm also a hair stylist with everything I do, like that is also included. So thank you for having me.
Excellent. Welcome again. Welcome. We're honored to be sharing with you. You know, my lineage is also from Oshobo.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. And then Chief Lanre, I'm sure you know, is from Abeokuta. So we have the Abeokuta Oshobo connection.
So
Yeah.
I'm home. Okay, so do you have anything else to add, Baba, before
No, that's why I said it all is in the beginning as fast as I possibly could so I could get out of your way and let you work your magic.
Okay. So today, or starting today, we're going to be learning the songs of the Orisha, Oya. So Oya is the name of the Orisha. Oya. Oh yeah, the O with a dot under it made it sound, because it's a Yoruba word, and Yoruba is a very, very, very tonal language. Like, you need to pronounce words or pronounce the letters or alphabet with the correct tonal signs in order to give the pronunciation that we're trying to get. If not, we may be misheard, we may be misunderstood, and that could cause a lot of, let me not say problem. So Oya is the name of the Orisha, and Oya, as we all know, Oya is the wife of Shango, the favorite wife of Shango, because we say wherever we see Shango, surely we must see Oya. So Oya is the favorite wife of Shango. She resembles him in many ways, in style, in everything. Oya is like, one of those women, we say, completes their man. So Oya is, we can describe Oya as that. So Oya is also the Orisha of wind. So Oya is the Orisha of wind. Oya is also the Orisha of the Niger River. So a little bit of Oya. Oya is from the town of Ira, is from a town. Oya is from Ira. That's why sometimes even when we say Oya, we say Oya Onira. So we say Oya, the one who is from Ira. So even most of the Orisha, like from the way the we learn about Orisha for better understandings, we say that from songs, from Oriki and all of that, we're able to know more about the Orisha. We're able to understand, how their energies manifest. We're able to know like many other things, like their taboos, like what they like, what they love, how to appease them, like their favorite things to do. And even sometimes, like most time, we also get like, some of the things they do, why, they were, I mean, in those days, in those times, some of the things they do. We also say that Oya is also a warrior. Oya is a warrior. So, that's just a little bit about Oya. So as we go on from the songs, we'll be able to even learn more, to even go deep and see more about the Orisha and learn more about the Orisha to be able to understand how the energies manifest more. So we're going to go into the songs. So the way we're going to do it is that we have the songs. We have three songs today. So hopefully we have enough time to do that. If not, we'll just have to attach it to the next class. But I think we're going to be able to go through. So we have three songs today. So the songs, I'm going to sing them. And I'm going to break it down, go over the translation, you know, give a little bit, you know, go over the meaning and everything in order for everyone to have a better understanding. And we're going to break it down, go over the pronunciations, and then we're going to have a call and response, and we sing it, and everyone is going to just, it's going to be easy, don't worry. Don't worry, this is even more easier than you thinking, so we're going to get it. So another thing is that with the songs, I know everyone, most of us, or if not everyone, we have the lyrics to the songs by now. So when I sing it, I would love everyone to just kind of sing along more than trying to read it. Because if you're trying to read it, read the lyrics and everything, that's going to be kind of complicated. You'll not be able to catch up. So if we at least try to like mimic it as much as you can, like just, you know, when we sing it, even if you don't get it, like just keep going. And when we come back, you're going to pick it up from where you missed. And by the time we come back, you're going to pick it up. And guess what? You're going to have it all by the time we keep going back. And so I'm also going to help as much as I can with the pronunciation and just be clear as it can get. So this is going to be very good. So let's begin. So the first song, I have my little bell here, hopefully. Zoom with the feedback is not gonna kick us out, and we can add a little bit of music just to get to pick it up a little bit, and that will help. Okay, I hope everyone can hear me. All right, so the first song is very, very easy, simple and short. It's a very good song. I'm going to sing it first, then go slowly. We go over the translation, and then we're going to have, you know, some people in the Zoom land to kind of do the call and response so that we can get it. So most of us can get the pronunciation, and we're going to get to everybody. Don't worry. So the first song, I'm going to go ahead and sing it. Orere ila. Ila lolo be ayo. Orere ila, ila lolo be ayo. Bishongo baro ya yo. Orere re. Orere ila, ila lolo be ayo. Orere ila, ila lolo be ayo. Bishongo baro ya. Yo, re, re, re. So this song is saying that when the steel maker sees the okra, the sight of the okra will always catch his eye and bring joy. Likewise, when Shango sees Oya, the sight of Oya will always catch his eye and bring joy to him. Because Oya's sight is a beautiful sight. Oya is a very beautiful woman. So it's saying that, you know, Shango is so fond of Oya, just as, you know, like anyone, especially in Nigeria, I don't know about here, because it's different the way they make okra here. I will tell you. It's so, when I came here and I saw it, I was like, what's going on? It's so, so different and strange. It's different. So it's like, anyone from Africa, they will know that whenever you see, you go to the market, like if okra is not your taboo or anything, and you see okra, you're definitely going on with it. Like, no way, you're not leaving it behind. So the same way, even like, you know, I'm not gonna go deep too much, because even First time Shango set his eyes on Oya, it was a beautiful sight to behold. He couldn't let go, and from that very first moment up till forever, even now, wherever we see Shango, we see Oya. Wherever we see the shrine of Shango, we see the shrine of Oya there. So Shango has been very fond of Oya, even till then. So he's saying that, just as the steel maker will always, see the okra and never lose sight and will always want it, is the same way that Shango is fond of Oya. So this is just this song, just like I said earlier, that the songs of the Orisha, or when we talk about the Oriki of the Orisha, even the songs is also in the song. We see so many ways that we give praises to the Orisha. So now this song mainly is giving praises to Oya, that Oya is so beautiful that even Shango could not take his eyes off, could not resist the beauty of Oya, could never take, when Shango sees the sight, just as the steel maker can never, take his eyes off the okra. So he's saying, Orere ila, ila lolo beayo. Orere ila, ila lolo beayo. Bi Shango baroya yo, orere re. So also one last thing that I want everyone to take notes of, because of the language, if you notice from the lyrics that we have, some of the alphabets, some of the letters, some O, you see some with a dot under it with some different kind of sign. It's not magic, it's the is the Yoruba language that led us to that. So the O with a dot under it sounds oh, and that is why we have oh yeah, oh as an ostrich. Oh, the O with a dot under it sounds oh. Also, if you notice the alphabets S, the alphabet S, the one with the dot under it sounds sh, and that is how we have Shango, Shango, the S with the dot under it. Because most people don't really understand when they see that. That's why you see, sometimes we can just like put the H in front of the S just to make it easier for when we don't have the time to just do the explanation of why is this and why it can be pronounced this way. So I think that is it. The other thing is the E, the letter E. So the E with a dot under it sounds eh, as an egg, as an Edmund. Eh, the E with a dot under it sounds eh. The regular E with no sign sounds eh, like the English alphabet A. Eh. E with a dot sounds eh. E without a dot sounds eh. Why the letter A sounds ah. The letter A sounds ah, so that will really help if we can just kind of take notes of that and remember that as we go, so that when you want to read back and look at the lyrics, it's easier for you to just kind of say, okay, so this is pronounced this way, and you get it on your own easier. So we're gonna have some people for the call and response for this song. Can we get, does anyone want to volunteer first? Okay, I'm just gonna call. I'm just gonna. Okay, who's that? It looks like the end disappeared. Okay. Man, I messed up the thing. Okay,
Greetings.
brother Jake. Okay, can you say your name?
Jegbe.
Fashionati. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Greetings.
Greetings. You see, whether I was able to pronounce that because I know that's Yoruba name, and me putting this the sign on the S, I know that That's how your name sound. Okay, so let's do this. Orereila.
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 Ilalolobe.
Ilalolobe.
Ayo.
Ayo.
Orereila.
Orereila.
Ilalolobe.
Ilalalobe.
Ayo. Lo. So it's kind of like a repetition.
Law.
Lo.
Law,
Lo.
law.
Lo.
Law,
Lo.
law. Law, law.
Ilalolobe.
Say that part one more time, please.
Ilalolobe.
Ira la lo. One more time. One more time.
Ila
Ila.
lolobe
Lolobe.
ayo
Ayo.
orereila
Orereila.
ila lolobe ayo. All
Iyalalobeayo.
right, can you just pull up the words real quick on your phone so it's in your front while you're doing this?
I didn't get the lyrics.
So we have orereila. So what happened is that when we have ila again, ila is like coming up two times. Orereila, then ilalolobeayo. Now let's do this. Orereila, ila,
Orereila,
ila.
ila,
Orereila, ila.
orereila.
Ila is two times.
Orereila,
Orereila, ila.
ila, orereila, ila,
Orereila, ila.
orereila, ila.
Orereila, ila.
Orereila, ila.
Orereila, ila.
Orereila, ila.
Yes, so that's it. Because of the repetition, you may be trying when you're going fast, you may try to skip one, but we don't want you to skip it. So now let's do the second part. Lo lo
Lolo
beayo.
beayo.
Lo beayo.
Lolo beayo.
Lo beayo.
Lolo beayo.
So now you're gonna say the first part and I'll say the second part. You ready? You will say orereila ila, then I'll do lolobeayo. Let's do that.
O orereila ila
Lolobeayo.
orereila ila
Lolobeayo.
orereila ila
Lolobeayo.
orereila ila.
Lolobeayo. While we're doing that, everyone should please try to do it too. While you muted, just try to catch it like that. So let's go five times. Okay, I'm ready.
Orereila ila.
Lolobeayo.
Orereila ila.
Lolobeayo.
Orereila ila.
Lolobeayo.
Orereila ila.
Lolobeayo. Now let's switch it. Orereila, ila.
Lolobeayo.
Orereila, ila.
Lolobeayo.
Orere ila
Iya lalo beayo.
ila Orere
Lolo beayo.
ila. I do the whole thing and you do the whole thing too. We're gonna go three times each and you do three times. I do three times, you do three times. Orere ila ila lolo beayo. Orere ila ila lolo beayo. Orere ila ila lolo beayo.
Orere ila lolo beayo. Orere ila lolo beayo. Orere ila lolo beayo.
Good. Orere ila ila lolo beayo. Orere ila ila lolo beayo. Let's get someone else.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That was good. Ifadara. Is it Ifadara or Ifadara?
Ifadara.
Ifadara. Okay, it's tricky. That's my daughter's name too. But it's two different meaning. You have to say it right. Is Ifadara or Ifadara? Is two different meanings.
What are the differences?
Is the way you sound it. Dara means Ifa is good. Dara means Ifa has performed wonders. Ifa has done a
Yeah.
miracle. So, okay, Ifadara, let's do it. Do you need help or you just speak?
No. Orere ila lolo beayo. Orere ila lolo beayo. Orere ila lolo beayo. Orere ila lolo beayo.
Good.
Oh.
I may need to take classes from you all. That was very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
That
Madupe.
was very good. Talk well. All right, let's get one person and then we're gonna do the second part. Can we get Renee? Did I say that right? Okay.
Yes, you did. That's correct.
Okay. Do you need help or?
No, I think I've got
Okay.
it. Okay. Here we go. Orere ila ila lolo beayo. Orere ila ila lolo beayo. Orere ila ila lolo beayo.
That was it. Excellent. That was very good. Thank
Thank
you
you.
so much. Okay. All right. Now my mind is at peace. Let's move on to the second line of the song, and then we're gonna put everything together and we sing it so we can move on to the next song. So, Orere ila ila lolo beayo. Orere ila ila lolo beayo. Bishongo baro ya yo re re. Bishongo baro ya yo re. This one is kind of a tongue twister, but it's easy. Let's also take notes of the signs of the tones. Look at the E and let's see the ones. That's what is really going to make it easier. Because Bishongo baro ya yo re re yo re re Baba, do you want to do this for us? We need your
My help? All
help.
right, I'll do my best. I'll do my best.
Bishango Baroya.
Bishango Baroya.
Bishango Baroya.
Bishango Baroya.
Yo-wo-re-re-re.
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 Bishango Baroya. Yo-wo-re-re-re.
Bishango Baroya. Yo-wo-re-re-re.
Can we split it up? I'll do the first step and you do the last part, and then we turn it back around.
Okay.
Bishango Baroya.
Yo-wo-re-re-re.
Bishango Baroya.
Yo-wo-re-re-re.
Bishango Baroya.
Yo-wo-re-re-re.
Bishango Baroya.
Yo-wo-re-re-re.
You go first and I'll come behind you.
Bishango Baroya.
Yo-wo-re-re-re.
Bishango Baroya.
Yo-wo-re-re-re.
Bishango Baroya.
Yo-wo-re-re-re. Thank you so much, Baba. Can we get Awoteju to do this? And we have the same son name, Ajala. That's my father's name.
Okay. All right. I'll give it a try. Right.
No.
Bishango Baroya. I'm sorry. What part am I taking over here?
Okay, you do the first part and I'll do the other part. We go 3 times and then we switch it.
All right. It's Bishango Baroya.
Yo-wo-re-re-re.
Bishango Baroya.
Yo-wo-re-re-re.
Bishango Baroya.
Yo-wo-re-re-re. Bishango Baroya.
Yo-wo-re-re-re.
Bishango Baroya.
Yo-wo-re-re-re.
So it's not re. The last one is re.
Re.
E,
Re.
e, as an egg. E,
Re.
re. Re.
Re.
And everyone say re.
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 We have re, and we have re.
Re, re, re. Okay.
Re.
Re, re,
Re,
re.
re, re. You open your mouth. If I know my mouth is not that good, but you can just focus on it for now.
Right.
Re.
Re, re, re.
Re, like you put on like smile on camera.
All right.
Re. Yo wo re.
Yo, re.
That's very good. Thank you. Okay, let's get someone else. Modupe. We'll get Modupe
Hey, Kale, can you hear
and
me?
then. Yes.
Okay. Bishango Baroya.
Bishango Baroya.
Bishango Baroya.
Yo Wore Re Re.
Bishango Baroya.
Okay. So let's take it slowly. Can you hear me? So you know the Yoruba word, speaking Yoruba is like you need to exercise your mouth, like you need to make use of everything. Open wide, close up where it's needed in order for you to get it and for it to sound the way we need it to sound. Bishango Baroya.
Bishango Baroya.
Better. Yo Wore Re Re.
Bishango Baroya.
Yo Wore Re Re.
Bishango Baroya.
Yo Wore Re Re. Let's do it the other way. Bishango Baroya.
Yo Wore Re Re.
Bishango Baroya.
Yo Wore Re Re.
Bishango Baroya.
Yo Wore Re Re.
Yes. Thank you so much. That was good. Let's get Efuntola and then we're going to move on real quick to the next song.
Greetings.
Greetings, Ekaleo. Sorry, you go ahead.
Bishango Baroya.
Yo Wore Re Re.
Bishango Baroya.
Yo Wore Re Re. Bishango Baroya.
Yo Wore Re Re.
Bishango Baroya.
Yo Wore Re Re.
Bishango Baroya. Yo Wore Re Re.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so much, everyone. It's been a struggle, but it's we're doing it. Pushing in the clouds. Ore re ila ila lo lo be ayo. Ore re ila ila lo lo be ayo. Bishango Baroya yo ore re re. Ore re ila ila lo lo be ayo. Ore re ila ila lo lo be ayo. Bishango Baroya yo ore re re. Ore re ila ila lo lo be ayo. Ore re ila ila lo lo be ayo. Bishango Baroya yo ore re re. Ore re ila ila lo lo be ayo. Ore re ila ila lo lo be ayo. Bishango Baroya yo Wore Re Re. Do we have any questions before we move on? Okay. So let's move on to the next song. I'm going to sing it and we break it down. We get the call and response and then we move on. Joworo, Joworo, Oyanjo Bino. Joworo, Joworo, Oyanjo Bino. Joworo, Joworo, Oyanjo Bino. Joworo, Joworo, Oyanjo Bino. Moroya la kodi, Oya daran bori. Joworo Joworo Oyanjo Bino. Joworo Joworo Oyanjo Bino. Joworo Joworo Oyanjo Bino. Moroya la kodi Oya daran bori. Yeah, it's we're gonna get it. It's easy. So this song is saying that Joworo Joworo is kind of mimicking the way the flame, the fire burns. Everyone ever seen, like, God forbid, like a house burning or like a forest burning down and the fire, the flame is just like, that's what we're trying to say, that just like that flame is going and then it's just doing that. It's kind of similar to the way of Oya, to the way the wind sound when there's like a storm or anything. It's similar to the sound of that. So we're saying that Oya, there's a song of Oya that's saying that Oya is very, very hot. Oya is hot. Oya ro ro, ogbo na jan, jan, jan. We're gonna sing that song. So there's it's saying that Oya is very hot. That we say as much as Shango is hot and powerful, Oya is like times 10 more than Shango. So Oya is very, very hot, you know, like. So he's saying that just like the way the fire. Just like the way the burning flame is. So we're saying that Oya is like that. And that the sight of Oya catches one high, like a burning flame. So Joworo Joworo. Oyanjo Bino is saying that the sight of Oya catches one high, like the burning flame. So we kind of say Oya is hot. And then also we're still talking about how beautiful Oya is. We're praising Oya. So this song also is kind of like a song that we sing to praise Oya, to give praise to Oya. Just like you don't just go, like, for example, you don't just call Baba and Baba Oba Femi, you know, I need $1 million, you know. Can you just, even if it's a dollar, can you just give me a dollar and all, like. But if you call him and say that, and I pick up my phone and call him and be like, oh, Baba, you know, you're the one who always dress and, you know, you always look good. You come out good. You teach these beautiful classes. You know, you're the one who enlightens people. You create a space where people can learn and grow, you know, admire your work. You know, I love the way you preach, you teach about the culture and everything. You know, you said all of this thing, like, Baba is already pleased and his mind is already like, and you say, you know what, Baba, can I just get like $500 and I'll give it back in like 2 weeks? Baba will be like, you know what, just take this $300 and just go, like, you know, you, like, his spirit is pleased, he's at peace already. So the same reason why all these songs and Oriki comes in to just, you know, just like Baba says, that if someone don't know how to give offerings, he's not gonna hand them the shrine. Like, what are you gonna do with it? Just put it up like a portrait or what? What are you gonna do with it? It don't make sense. Like, it's not just about you having it. It's the practice, because, you know, it's a whole lifestyle. So that's why the songs and the Oriki comes in. And from this song is a kind of way that we give praise to our Orisha. We praise them in order for them to be at peace, in order for them to listen. So now after we sang all these songs and we say, oh yeah, you know, Oya is the one who catches one high like a burning flame, like, the spirit of Oya is already at peace. The Orisha is at peace. The Orisha ears are open at this point, listening to whatever request we have, because we've already given our praises. We've given homage. So we're saying Oya is the one who catches one high like a burning flame. I saw Oya at the small hut. Ile Akodi is a small hut in the olden days. If anyone has gone to like the Oshun Grove, they still have it right there. And that's where the shrines are always kept in the olden days. They don't just put shrine in houses. Like, we have the shrine house. So we're saying that when I saw Oya at the shrine house, she had her head covered with beautiful velvet cloth. You know, like the velvet cloth is a kind of clothing that we always see Oya dressed in. Even like when you have your Oya shrine, you can like cover your shrine with that kind of clothing. It's also an expensive clothing. It's also an expensive fabric that in the olden days is like, you put it on, you're rich, you're good. So now, with this song that we're singing, we're talking about how beautiful Oya is, and how we always see Oya at the shrine, dressed in beautiful clothes, in all this, you know, like the shrine is always looking good. By the time you're singing this song, like, Oya is already pleased, and right now you ask Oya to, like, you know what, I'm having problem at my job, Oya, go find my battle for me, like, let me grant me victory on this day. Like, you think Oya is not gonna stand up after singing this song, and Oya is pleased with you? So it's more than even learning the song. So we have to also put it into practice, like sing to our Orisha and all this. So song is also an offering to our Orisha. And these songs we have today are beautiful songs. Saying, Joworo, Joworo, Oya and Jobina. Joworo, Joworo, Oya and Jobina. Muroya la kodi, Oya daran bori. Joworo, Joworo, Oya and Jobina. Joworo, Joworo, Oya and Jobina. Muroya la kodi, Oya daran bori. Okay, let's work this magic with Ifa Damilola. Okay, you ready?
Okay. Okay.
So this song is kind of like we have the lead and we have the chorus. So for now, I'm going to go over the chorus with you, and you can practice the chorus, and I'll just leave the lead to me for now. And then later on, you're going to have to worry about the lead because you do both. Okay. You ready?
Yes.
So the chorus is, we have two choruses. The first chorus is saying, Oya Jobina.
Oya Jobina.
It's not Joe. Joe means to dance. Joe means like for a fire to burn, for something to burn. So it's Joe.
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 Joe. Joe.
Like Joe, J-O-E. I don't know if that sounds correct. Joe.
Joe.
Joe. Joe.
Joe.
Oya Jobina. And also the N sound, you're going to pronounce it like you're pronouncing the I-N-G. E. 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 Or mm. E. Or mm. E. Or mm. Whichever one you can fit in, that's the N sound. E or M. Oya Jobina. Oya
Jobina. Oya Jobina.
Perfect. That was very good. Excellent. Oya Jobina.
Oya Jobina.
Oya Jobina.
Oya Jobina.
Oya Jobina.
Oya Jobina.
I'm gonna do the two lead. You just do the chorus. Just do this. Joworo, Joworo.
Joworo, Joworo.
No, do the chorus. No.
Oh.
Do
the chorus. Okay. Sorry. Okay.
Joworo, Joworo. Oya Jobina. Joworo, Joworo.
Oya. Oya Jobina.
Joworo, Joworo.
Oya Jobina.
Joworo, Joworo.
Oya Jobina.
We have Ekundayo prepared to get ready to do the chorus after we go two more rounds. Joworo, Joworo.
Oya Jobina.
Joworo, Joworo.
Oya Jobina.
You can get a Kundayo now. Joworo, Joworo.
Joworo, Joworo.
No, you do the chorus. You do Oya Jobina. Joworo, Joworo.
Oya Jobina.
Joworo Joworo.
Oya Njobila.
Can we get Olorun Toyin, Sister Olorun Toyin?
Okay.
Joworo Joworo.
Oya Njobina.
Joworo Joworo.
Oya Njobina.
Joworo Joworo.
Oya Njobina.
Thank you so much. That was good. Thank you, everyone. You did a good job. That was sounds easier than I expected. So now, Joworo Joworo. Oya Njobina. Joworo Joworo. Oya Njobina. Then the second part. Moraya Lakodi. Oya Danronbori. Can we get Brina? Is she available?
Yes.
Okay. So this the chorus says, Oya Danronbori.
Oya. Say it again, please.
Oya Danronbori.
Oya Danronbori.
Let's break it down. So let's take the words one by one.
Okay. Daron. Say it again. It broke up.
Daron.
Daron.
Bori.
Bori.
Daron.
Daron.
Bori.
Bori.
Daron. Bori.
Daron. Obi.
Daron. Bori.
Oh. Daron. Bori.
Daron Bori.
Daron Bori.
Daron Bori.
Daron Bori.
Oya Daron Bori.
Oya ba. Whoa. Try it again.
Oya Daron Bori.
Oya Daron Bori.
Try to sing it. Oya Danronbori.
Oya Danronbori.
A beautiful voice. Oya Danronbori.
Oya ba. Oya Danronbori.
And if you don't get it, just keep going. Don't miss the way the rhythm flows. Oya Danronbori.
Oya Danronbori.
Oya Danronbori.
Oya Danronbori.
Oya Danronbori. Oya Danronbori.
Oya Danronbori.
Oya Danronbori.
Oya Danronbori.
Oya Danronbori.
Oya Danronbori.
Oya Danronbori.
Oya Danronbori.
Going. Oya Danronbori. Everyone should do the same too.
Oya Danronbori.
Oya Danronbori.
Oya Danronbori.
Moraya Lakodi. Oya Danronbori. Moraya Lakodi. Do your chorus.
Lost.
It's okay. We're gonna find you. Don't worry about it. Who's left out? I don't want anyone to feel like a stepchild. We're gonna get everybody. Can we get Robert? I'm so sorry if I'm not saying it right. Louis, okay. I guess that might.
Yes.
Okay, I was just about to throw it on back. Okay, can you do it? Do you need help?
Yeah, just repeat it one more time for me.
Exactly. Oh yeah, Danronbori.
Oh yeah, Danronbori.
Moraya Lakodi.
Moraya la Odi. Which one I'm saying?
That's the one you should do.
Okay, say it again. It broke up just now.
Oh, yeah, Daron Bori.
Oh, yeah, Daron Bori.
Oh, yeah, Daron Bori.
Oh, yeah, Daron Bori.
Moraya la Odi.
Oh, yeah, Adara Bori.
Moraya la Odi.
Oh, yeah, Adaba Bori.
Moraya la Odi.
Oh, yeah,
Adara Bori.
Oh, yeah, Adara Bori.
Oh, yeah, Adara Bori.
Oh, yeah, Adara Bori.
Oh, yeah, Adara Bori.
Oh, yeah, Adara Bori.
No, take the R in the middle out. Oya Daron Bori. Oya
Daron Bori. Okay. Oya
Daron Bori.
Oya Daron Bori.
Oya La Kodi.
Oya Daron Bori.
Oya La Kodi.
Oya Daya Bori.
Good job. Thank you so much, everyone. Everyone did a good job. I know. We landed saving. So now let's put it together. Who is confident in doing both chorus and I'll do the lead? Who wants to volunteer before I call on someone? I think. Okay, let's get Fashionati to do it. I saw you raise your hand, so in spirit. Okay, someone else wants to do it. Dosumu. Okay.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Ekale.
Hello.
Yes, I'll give it a try.
Okay. Joworo, Joworo.
Joworo, Joworo, yo.
You do the chorus.
Joworo, Joworo.
Joworo, Joworo. Oyanjo bino.
Joworo, Joworo. Oya in yo bino.
Joworo, Joworo. Oya in yo bino.
Joworo, Joworo. Oya in yo bino.
Moraya la Kodi. Oya Daron Bori.
Oh, could you say that part again?
That's why. Okay, let's do this. You do the chorus, and I'll do the leads. All you need to say is the first chorus is Oya Njo Bino, and that the second chorus will be Oya Daron Bori.
Oya Daron Bori.
Yes. So when it's time for you to do the second chorus, I'll say second, and you can pick it up like that. Now let's do the first chorus. Joworo, Joworo.
Oya Njo Bino.
Joworo, Joworo.
Oya Njo Bino.
Moraya la Kodi. Second.
Oya
Daron Bori. Moraya la Kodi.
Oya Daron Bori.
Moraya la Kodi.
Oya Daron Bori.
Thank you so much. So I'm going to sing this slowly, and then we'll pick it up a little more, and then I'll add the first song to it, and we'll sing it all together. And don't worry if you don't get it. Just make sure you pick it up when I come around, pick it up when I come around, pick it up, and you continue to find the missing words and fill in the gaps. And that will make it easier. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Muraya Lakodi, Oya Daran Bori. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Muraya Lakodi, Oya Daran Bori. Muraya Lakodi, Oya Daran Bori. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Muraya Lakodi, Oya Daran Bori. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Muraya Lakodi, Oya Daran Bori. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Muraya Lakodi, Oya Daran Bori. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Muraya Lakodi, Oya Daran Bori. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Muraya Lakodi, Oya Daran Bori. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Muraya Lakodi, Oya Daran Bori. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Muraya Lakodi, Oya Daran. I'm not good at drumming, so don't mind me. I'm just trying to get a little music here. Okay. Now I'm gonna sing the first song and the second song together, because I don't think we're gonna have enough time to do the last song. This is already a lot, and I want everyone to be able to take it in and process it. But don't worry, because I'm gonna also send out the recorded version of this, so everyone can also practice it and just, you know, that bedtime, you wanna lay down, you don't feel like sleeping yet, you wanna be on Instagram, you can just, you know, put your AirPods in, headphones, and just listen to it, and that's gonna put you to sleep, and you can dream about singing it. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Muraya Lakodi, Oya Daran Bori. Orere ila, ila lolo be ayo. Orere ila, ila lolo be ayo. Dishongo baroya yo, orere re. Orere ila, ila lolo be ayo. Orere ila, ila lolo be ayo. Shango baroya yo re re re. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Muraya Lakodi, Oya Daran Bori. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Muraya Lakodi, Oya Daran Bori. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Orere ila, ila lolo be ayo. Orere ila, ila lolo be ayo. Dishango baroya yo, orere re. Orere ila, ila lolo be ayo. Orere ila, ila lolo be ayo. Shango baroya yo re re re. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Muraya Lakodi, Oya Daran Bori. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Muraya Lakodi, Oya Daran Bori. Muraya Lakodi, Oya Daran Bori. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Muraya Lakodi, Oya Daran Bori. Jowaro, Jowaro, Oyan Jobino. Orere ila ila lo lo be ayo. Orere ila ila lo lo be ayo. Bishango baroya yo orere re. Orere ila ila lo lo be ayo. Orere ila ila lo lo be ayo. Bishango baroya yo orere re. Does anyone have any question? Any questions with any of the song? Do we need any more clarity, pronunciations, anything?
Yeah, is there a particular time that someone would sing these songs?
Yes. So these songs, you can sing it, you know, to your shrine. You know, you want to pay homage to Oya. And even sometimes you're doing your ose, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not closing. More water, no. More gin, no. You know, mm-hmm. No. Simple things you have in the house. More songs as offering. Yes. There you go. That's where mm-hmm. it comes in. You need more songs. mm-hmm. So you can sing this, you know. As part of your offering, these are also, you know, Oriki songs. This is the way the Orisha appears. Then the more you sing to your Orisha, the more you sing their praises, they will be willingly and open to, you know, grant your prayers, let your offerings be accepted, and all of that. The road will be open. So there's some other songs, you know, that maybe when we can sing it, like when we're given, you know, doing appeasements, major appeasements, you know, like other songs like that. So when we get to that, we'll let you all know that. So, you know, this is not just one that you sing like every day. Like, mm-hmm. so you can even be like, you know, be in the gym and listening to it and singing it. Mm-hmm. The Orisha mm-hmm. that with us, live in us, they're within us, they're everywhere. Call on your Orisha at any time, anywhere. They will answer you. They accept your offer. Any other question? Ifadara?
Yes, the lead in the second song, I'm not sure if I'm hearing it pronounced right. Mora Oya Lakodi Oya Darombori.
Mora Oya Lakodi.
Lakodi.
Roya, yes. Lawyer, but with the R, without the L. Roya. Roya. Moroya.
Maroya.
Okay. It is re means to see, and oya, but with the Yoruba word, an elision has happened, and we took out the high and replaced it with. When elision happens in the Yoruba words or sentence, when we have two vowels together, one has to go for one to stay. So re, the I was sent packing. We only have O there. So that's how we have Roya.
Roya.
Moroya.
Moroya.
Yes.
Moroya. Madupwe.
Any other question, Fashionati?
All right, just a vocabulary question, but in the first song, it's the steel cutter, right? Is that what you said? The way the steel cutter looks at okra?
Steel maker. Someone
the steel maker. Okay, so
maker. Stew maker.
Stew maker. Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense. Sorry. Accent. Yeah.
Okay.
So which word means stew maker in that first sentence?
So let me tell you one little secret about Yoruba. It's complicated. The language it can be like We send the whole sentence and you may not even find the exact word there. Like, there's so many words that can substitute that you will not find the actual word. Like, it's gone. Okay. So, when they said, Ila lolobea you. Olobe is the stew maker. Olobe is the stew maker. When they say olobe, so it's like a kind of title of ownership. We can say oloko, you know, the person that owns the husband, the owner of the husband. We can say, just like we have oloye, you see, the one who bears the title, who bears the chieftaincy, is called oloye. So now we have olobe. Obe is this too. But when we have that olo or oni, that makes it, you know, like, that gives the title. So obe is stew. Olobe makes it the stew maker or the ones who own the stew or whatever. So that's just it. So what was the question again?
That was the question. I was kind of looking for the noun. And yeah, there's always going to be that O before a thing that makes it the noun. All right.
O-L, it can be O-L before the noun. It can be O-N-I, O-N-I, like, you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. One more, Robert, you have the question?
Where can I find the lyrics?
Baba will provide the lyrics.
Yeah, you'll get the lyrics.
Baba's in charge of the lyrics.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Any other question?
As a matter of fact, let's try this right now. Let's try this right now, Iya.
Okay.
If we can get the lyrics over. I realized I was going to send them over, but I know that just like when you started the class off, you say it's going to be easier for you to really get it if you hear it and you really are aware of what you hear. Mm-hmm. So
that's why we do the class and later on we send the recording.
Because, yeah, exactly.
It's good to kind of know the way we're able to get into the people are able to understand it. That way we can know how to go in with the lyrics when we record it. So it's for everyone. So, okay, I guess we're just gonna sing and then see each other soon.
Yes.
Ore re ila ila lolo be ayo. Ore re ila ila lolo be ayo. Bishongo baro ya yo. Ore re re. Joworo, Joworo, Oya Njo Bino. Joworo, Joworo, Oya Njo Bino. Moroya Lakodi, Oya Daran Bori. Moroya Lakodi, Oya Daran Bori. Joworo, Joworo, Oya Njo Bino. Moroya Lakodi, Oya Daran Bori. Joworo, Joworo, Oya Njo Bino. Rere ila ila lolo be ayo. Rere ila ila lolo be ayo. Bishongo baro ya yo. Rere re. Joworo, Joworo, Oya Njo Bino. Joworo, Joworo, Oya Njo Bino. Moroya Lakodi, Oya Daran Bori. Joworo, Joworo, Oya Njo Bino. Moroya Lakodi, Oya Daran Bori. Moroya Lakodi, Oya Daran Bori. And there we have it. Everyone.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Iya. Eshe Gun. We really appreciate round one. Everybody, please raise your hands and clap for Iya Omitola. And we are ready for some practice and rehearsal, so that by the time we see you next time, we're going to really impress you with our command of the songs. For everybody, check the chat right now. I sent you the lyrics. If you cannot download the file that I just sent you, raise your hand. If anybody who you cannot download the file that I just sent, just raise your hand. I see one. Is there a hand up? Is that a hand up in truth? Okay, yes. One, two. Okay. Do you see the file? Three. Okay, a lot of people can't do it. Okay, so that means you won't have it just yet. I'm going to email everyone the file, and then later on the audio as well. But right now, immediately following this, I'll email you all the text. Going forward, make sure you have your notebook handy so that you can be listening and writing as it goes along. This is probably how you should be doing it in the chant session anyway. I think that covers everything. I do see one hand up here, so let's take this one last question and then we'll be able to let Iya go on the rest of her evening. Efuntola? Yes, no?
Excuse me, Baba. No, that was no question. Oh,
okay, no question.
I was raising a hand to say that I can't download the file.
Got it. All right, perfect. Okay, well, Iya, you knocked it out of the park. Last thing, everybody, check the link, orishalifestyle.com, Oya Workshop. Give us some feedback on our first installment, and we will be ready for Friday, 8:00. Check your email for the link, and that is it. Thank you so much, Iya. We'll see you on Friday. Good night, everybody. Odaro.